Welcome to Procrastination Pod, Day 4 with Joseph Tame. This is Day 4 of a 100-day challenge to beat procrastification. This is being carried out in the centre of Tokyo, the ultimate place for procrastination to take a hold, perhaps. Anyway, so today, how did we do? Well, it was my first day back at work in the new year, so actually very little procrastination at work, which is normal. I don't normally procrastinate at work, that was good. Actually, managed to do quite a lot, including something which I really wasn't looking forward to doing. But I'm glad I got that started. And then back home this evening, interesting. I saw myself falling back into the pattern. There is this distinct pattern which involves checking the news and Facebook. And I slipped. I spent about 10 minutes. But then, because I'm doing this 100-day challenge, I caught myself and I said, "No, Joseph, you must not do that. Do not do that. It is a waste of time." And instead, I stopped doing that and I went into the kitchen and spent some time with Twinkle Tame doing the washing up and things, which I wouldn't have done beforehand. I would have just procrastinated. So that's good. One thing I need to somehow integrate into this procrastination pod breaker is exercise, because during the week it's extremely challenging to fit in exercise, so especially if I have a meeting in the evening like I did today. In fact, tonight's meeting was very interesting. It was with a writer who is responsible for part of a whole magazine for one of Japan's top department stores. That's Isetan, and they've asked that I write a section, a page, which is like a father's diary about life with Ricky. And anyway, the contents is all up to us, so just have to think of it. Anyway, that was a very good meeting. Right, well, I'm done now. I'm going to go to bed. It's 4 minutes past midnight, so there we go. All right, ta-ra for now. Bye-bye.